Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
As many of you may know, I have been on a slow boat moving into my house, and I've been so stressed out about how I'm going to decorate and what is going on in my hallways. Thankfully, Framebridge has come into my life. I can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a Framebridge retail store. I can't wait to visit one of their locations. I'm going to take in some of my old concert stubs so I can hang it in my office. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com. Ever think those fables and fairy tales from back in the day are just a little bit dusty? Wandery and Tinkercast are bringing you a new kids and family podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Join host DJ Fuch and his trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as they deliver remixes of fables and folk tales, rhythm and rhymes, and fun spins on classics as old as time. Grab the whole family and get ready to groove, because they're putting the rap in Rapunzel and getting down with that funky duckling. Where hip-hop and fables meet, it's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to all episodes of Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcasts.
Welcome to the Think Loud crew. You got three moms and we know what to do. Not all the time, but we like or react like it.
You were doing so good until you said to react like it. Yeah.
Well, anyways, welcome to the Think Loud crew, y'all. We are back.
Hi.
It's another week. Hey, Cheyenne. Hey, Shannon. What's up? My name is R.
My name is Shannon. I don't know. My name is Shannon.
Okay, first off, when Shannon walked in today, she said hi to Travis, right? And then she, like, galloped to me on, like, a fake horse and said hi to me. And I said, oh, this is what's happening today, huh? This is the kind of energy we're in? All right.
Do we need to go to, like, a rodeo?
No. No, you don't.
Okay.
No. I'm going to vote no. You actually don't.
No.
You guys.
That was such a quick, like.
No. The summer is almost over.
I know.
My
My kids come back tomorrow.
How do you feel about that?
No, I'm just kidding.
That's part of it.
I would be like,
I have kids.
Freeze.
I think I'm like, well, first of all, I miss my kids.
Of course.
I really do miss my kids, and I'm very happy to see them. And just, I want their hugs. I want to know Zaire's new words. Zaire got a haircut. He looks like a little boy.
His haircut is like a legit, I look like a little boy.
A little boy.
So cute.
It's a little uneven because he was like, after a while, he was like, what's going on? So, like, aww. Auntie Shannon, we might need your, or we will need your
assistance.
I got it. I got you.
Boz is coming back with that dense fro.
I saw the fro was back. Why didn't he twist it before he came back?
The
dense fro
lady who does it in DC, Monet. Shout out to Monet. She keeps Boz's hair laid.
Yeah,
out there.
His hair has been laid all summer.
She wasn't available this weekend.
Wow.
She's not available till Tuesday.
Hey,
so.
Here's your kid. Comb his hair out. Literally, I feel like he's dropping him off with like a fro that's gonna take like 3 days to comb out.
Yes. Yes.
Kyle said,
it's
I'm
like
not
a, it's going to be like a good solid day and a half.
Yeah. I've seen her do these comb out sessions before.
Yeah, and that's why I have to keep Oz's hair done because his hair is so, his hair is beautiful.
Gorgeous,
like,
yeah.
I love his hair, and it's thick. And it's coarse, and it's dense, and it's
dense
curly.
Is the funniest word ever.
Because, well, when he has his fro, y'all, it gets, like, yeah. I swear that boy could, like, bounce his head off of everything.
Like bouncing with
yes.
you.
It's like helmet status.
Zach
like,
called it something one day, and I was like, don't you ever call it that again.
His helmet.
It was legit. I looked, and I was like, oh, my God.
Wasn't he like, Boss has his helmet on?
Yeah, it was something like, wild, and I'm like, Zach, shut up.
Like, there's that boy in his helmet.
Okay, so boys are coming back.
Boys are coming back. I'm still not fully moved at the house, so I know Boss is going to come back talking shit.
What else do you have to do?
Well, there's no television in the bedroom, which I'm okay with, but Boz's one request was, can he please have a TV
in his room?
In the bedroom. So, going to make that
that's
happen.
Not, that's not too hard.
No, it's, that's going to happen. I'm just like, it was just not one of my it's priorities. Not,
I just want to say, like, it doesn't look like...
Did you get your bed down there?
I have not gotten my bed down there. That'll be this week. It's happening. It's happening.
Is
and
it?
Then
is it happening?
Is it happening?
I don't know.
What's happening?
I'm still like, I'm still in a weird place, y'all. So it's
is it weird for you to move?
Okay, first of all, I've never lived with anyone besides like Cheyenne and Zach.
Sorry, I don't mean
and
to laugh
parents,
like that, but
mom.
It's just so funny when I really think about the fact that the three of us lived together
for like
years we lived together.
Years.
Yeah.
Like, and I've, other than that, I've like lived either when I was like in my 20s, I was like by myself for stints of time, or it was like my mom and I had a work apartment and we like took turns. But other than that, like,
you never live with anyone.
I haven't really lived with, like, had to coexist with, like, other people. Like, met my children's father, yes.
Is it making you nervous that you have to coexist right now?
I am beyond, like, I don't even know what the word is.
Is it?
It's, like, it is such a scary thing for me.
So, in context, our cousin lives there.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, the week that I ended up coming out, my cousin was needed a place, and she was looking at apartments and stuff, and I talked to my mom, and it was like, why don't we just let them go to the house? Like, let them be at the house. And then 2 days later, you know, my shit hit the fan, and I was like, damn, I need to come home. Like, I need that house. So, it was a lot happened, and I think, for me, now moving in to a house... That is, like, my comfort zone, but it's, like, it's just,
different.
It's different now. And then it's, like, me and the boys in one bedroom, you know? So it's, like, we're not spread out. I'm just, like, oh, my God, here we go, like, backtracking. Like, that's
but
how I feel.
Think...
But it's just a little, like, it's temporary.
It's temporary.
So that we can propel forward, and it's, like,
Would it be easier to do temporary at mom's house?
And that's part of my
back and forth
too, is like in terms of I don't know.
Is it a comfort thing? Do you think you're more comfortable with your mom?
Now I know with what I'm doing, like I need the extra help. Like I know I need those extra hands because it's like I'm my balance, it's like work. I still have, like, school stuff that I'm doing, and then there's, like, I'm a mom full-time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, like, I hate having to choose between work and school right now, and, like, my priority right now is I have to make money. I have new bills. I'm, like, paying catch-up on stuff because, like, my shit's changed. I made certain sacrifices when I moved to D.C., and that really kind of, like, that played with some of the checks that I am accustomed to. So it's like I'm really trying to figure out, like, what does this plan look like? What is the smartest thing for the boys and I? And what do I actually really need?
Yeah.
So these last few months, I really feel like it gave me the opportunity to, like, really, like, trim stuff back, really be focused. I've completed a certification. I made progress in like one of my other classes that I'm doing. So like,
when the boys get back, when does Boz start school?
Boz starts school August 7th. So
wait, isn't that like next week?
Oh shit, that's on
like a week from today. Like, I feel like God is on my side right now, despite how I'm on my side. In my circumstances, craziness. I am still like, because
at least he's coming back to a schedule.
He's coming back to a schedule instead of like a big break. Right. He's like, here are your friends. It still gives me the opportunity to like still work and do my classes during the day.
So it's really just Zaire. You having Zaire.
Yes. And when Zaire gets back, my whole mission is like, bro, you're about to be potty trained. Like, when he left, he was like, I felt like he was ready because he's, you know, copying his brother. And I'm pretty sure he saw his dad. And I'm like, it's happening. Because when he turns two, he can go to school.
Yeah.
As long as
look at you.
As long as he's potty trained. And he turns two in October. So, he can go to the same place as Boz. So I'm like,
then that would work out better.
That'd be so good for you.
Besides that stuff, do you feel like you had a good summer?
I feel like this is the first real summer I've had in years. And it was from the standpoint, like, when I think of, like, what is a summer, I go back to, like, being a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, family, friends, like, adventure, rest, like, hobbies, like, things that I wanted to do or I was curious about, pieces of myself that I've, like, that have been dormant, that I've been wanting to feed, like, got so much attention. Like, I really feel like I had a great summer, and it was just like, it was all about me.
Well, that's good. Yeah. I think you just should hang on to that.
I am.
You deserve that.
Yeah. I think for me now, I'm just really excited and looking forward to finding like our new balance as I maintain the things that I've been pouring myself into. Like, I've been actively working out. I've been taking voice lessons. And I want to continue those things. Like, I don't want to have to, or I'm not going to like sacrifice the things that keep me like sane. Alive and sane and feeling whole. I've got new things to look forward to, but
I think it's really cool to hear you say that you had a good summer, like a great summer.
I did. And it's like, I definitely had my moments where I felt guilty because I was like, am I calling my kids enough? Am I doing this?
Like, yeah, I remember there was one day she stayed at our house and she was like, I think it was more towards the beginning of this transition. Mm-hmm. And I remember her kind of like asking, but not asking, like, when Ryder's at Corey's, like, how often do I call her? And I was like, sometimes I don't.
Sometimes, like, I don't do it.
Sometimes I don't do it because, to be completely honest, like, that's their time. And when she's with me, like, we'll send like he'll send like a voice note every now and then, have a good day at school, but it's not like we're talking every day. And at first I was like, should I be talking to her every day? But then there's days where she's like, Mom, I met my dad, I'm busy. Like,
right,
and I'm
leave
like,
me alone. Okay, fine.
So I realized I have to allow that space. And I think that Corey and I both do, we understand that the other parent isn't being a bad parent because they're not calling every day.
Yeah.
So I was like, Kyle, you don't have to call every day. Like,
and that was like a question. It was like, how often do I call? Am I being a bad parent if I don't call? Like, what if something happens tomorrow to me and I didn't call my kid yesterday? Like, I had all these crazy thoughts. But then there were times where it was like, I ain't calling those little kids. Like, I'm not calling those kids. I am not calling those people. Those
sometimes
people
I don't want to get hung up on.
Yes.
I can't take the rejection that day.
And also, like, it's their dad's time. Like, I want them to have their time. And there's times where when he calls, I don't want to answer. Like, I want to be like, bro, you're not helping in this moment right now. So, like, I'm going to answer because you want to speak to your kids. But, like, me personally, I want to be like, no, not right now. But, like, yeah, so it was, like, figuring out, like, do I call? Do I not call? And then there were times where I didn't call, and I'd be like, hey, can you guys call the kids?
can one of you around me call them?
But it was also, like,
aww.
I was very happy to see Mezier's family step up and, like, be present for him. Like, I wanted the kids to enjoy their surroundings. Like,
enjoy their time.
Yeah, Yeah.
Do you think that if you were still out there, it would have been the same summer?
Hell no. No.
Yeah.
It would not have been. Like,
for them, it wouldn't have been.
It wouldn't have been. Of course, we would have had a great summer, but in terms of his family participation, it would have been
different.
It would have been different because we were out there for years and, you know, it was never this type of energy or like family support.
Yeah, I love that for him, though.
So I'm really happy for him and the boys that they, you know, got what they needed.
Yeah.
And they figured it out. They're happy. Every now and then, Boz would be like, hey, Mom, I'll come home in like 10 days. And they'd be like, yeah, that's another 40 days.
He for sure asked.
That's another 40 days.
There was one day he was like, Mom, I come home on a Tuesday. And I was like, actually, a matter of fact, August 1st is a Tuesday.
I'm
like,
done.
And this would be like,
you are correct.
Yeah, July 2nd. Like, yeah, it was.
I'm excited to see them.
Yeah, and I know they're going to be bigger.
They're so beautiful.
I can't wait to hear Boz's new, like, slang or, like, vernacular. Because him and his dad, like, I love the way they, like, banter with each other. Like, they really go back and forth. And Boz has older friends out there. And I sometimes.
So
I'm
what's
like,
the plan? Is he doing a drop and go? Or do you know?
They get back tomorrow morning. And then I think Messier leaves that night. So, like, I was just going to go get him from the airport. If you're not doing anything tomorrow.
Yeah, me and the kids are going to come
please
out.
Please come over with Parker.
What's tomorrow?
Tomorrow's Tuesday.
Girl, I'm over here like, what is today? What is today?
So, is Mez going to come hang out at the house?
I hope he does. Like, yeah, hopefully so we can all, you know, talk.
Thank you.
Go dad, like,
not thank you. This is
how we go forward.
You said go dad.
Well, not thank you, but like,
these are your kids. I hate when people are like, is Zach gonna watch Ace? That's his kid. He's not the babysitter. That's his son.
That's his son. He needs to watch him.
Yeah, he's about to watch him.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
All right, Shannon.
What's poppin'?
What's the highlight of your summer?
I think my highlight of the summer was I felt like it was a summer because I had, like, was able to do vacations this year. I feel like I've never really had the opportunity. Well, I've had opportunity, but on my end and, like, providing it for my, like, for me and Parker to do vacation was, like, the highlight. I think going to Miami was so amazing. Parker still talks about it till this day. He's like, Mom, it feels like Miami weather. Like, Mom, like, it feels like everything is like Miami.
Parker's
and I'm like,
I'm done.
So he, like, I know in my heart I did my job. Yeah. So, like, I think that was, like, the highlight of my that's like the highlight. And then going to Atlanta, like his dream vacation, like within weeks of going to Miami. So
Parker got his dream.
He did.
Ryder's still waiting for Paris.
She'll be waiting till April.
And she still talks about it too. Like,
I love it.
I think as long as she knows it's still on the table and it's right. not a no, she's fine with that.
But Parker got Atlanta.
He got Miami, and I just feel like it was a good summer. It was like, usually I'm always like, oh, and looking like at everyone else going on vacation, like, mm-hmm. oh my God, I wish I could do that. Like, man, one day, and here we are. So
yeah, you made it happen.
I made it happen this summer.
That's real. Thanks. I can't wait till I can take my kids on vacay.
And your love life this summer, how did that go?
Yeah, it's still going.
My love life this summer, it was A1.
A1 sauce, thick sauce.
Shannon discovered sex toys.
I discovered a lot.
She discovered her vagina this summer.
She got a whole vagina,
according to my dad, a glittery one.
Wait a minute.
Yes, when he was on here and we were talking.
I was talking about
steaming. He said, I just pictured a glittery vagina.
I was talking about my steaming and I forgot that he was here. And I said, maybe I shouldn't talk about my vagina in front of your dad.
He probably loved that conversation.
Of course he did.
He was like,
he probably went home and was like, hey, T.
You ever steamed?
Don't steam your vagina.
Try to steam that vagina. You guys, I've for sure discovered, like,
this was a great summer.
Sex in a different light. Like, I feel like it's really funny. Whenever I go to work, one of the girls laughs at me. She's like, Shannon, can you just say hello to me first? Because every time I talk to her, I'm like, so have you had a threesome? Have you been peed on? Have you been? She's like, bitch. She's like, stop asking me sexual questions. She's like, all you talk about is sex. I'm like, sorry, like, that's in my brain. That's all, like, but yeah, this summer has been really good.
Good. One of my friends was like, I don't think you had enough sex during the summer. And I was like, excuse me, first of all.
Was this a guy friend or girlfriend?
A girlfriend. Like,
have you not had enough sex?
Look, now we're all curious. Did you have enough sex this summer?
I did have sex this summer. Like,
was it enough sex?
No, because I'm like, I don't want to. I'm not trying to just have, like, casual sex. Like, if I'm having sex, it's like we're building on something.
I feel like you had one adventurous time. Not that I'm trying to put your business out there.
She's like, I had a few, but I just think.
Oh, I did have an adventurous time. Yeah. Yeah.
But that wasn't enough.
No.
Damn.
No. Just saying.
Do you have an update on your love life while we're speaking about love lives?
Oh, yeah. So people have been asking me about Tractor Man.
I have people asking me. I posted a picture and they were like, is that him in the background? I think it was like Spencer. I'm like, ew, no. No, that's not Tractor Man.
No, that's not Tractor Man. So, y'all, I had to tell Tractor Man I was stepping back. And
so you broke up with him.
Yes, I gave him his ring back. He brought me a seeded watermelon.
Why?
Well, I guess I've been talking about seeded watermelons. And it's a fruit.
Here's your ring. Here's a watermelon.
It's a watermelon.
Oh, God.
And it was a seeded watermelon.
It was a seeded watermelon. He brought me a fertile watermelon. I felt like that was a great,
Goodbye.
Like, take care. Take care, bitch. Like, here's a seeded watermelon.
He probably poisoned you. Did you take a big shit after that watermelon?
You know what? To be honest, Nana ate half the watermelon.
Not Nana.
So let me ask her.
I wouldn't have ate it. I've been scared.
Oh, it was so good. It was a really good watermelon. Dave was out of town when we got it, and I needed help cutting it.
I'm mad that this topic became about the watermelon. Can we go back to Tractor Man?
Okay, yeah. So I had to let Tractor Man go, and it was like, I felt very like, I felt good because in the past, Cheyenne could tell you, Shannon could tell you, I'll be like skipping in the land of like red flags, being like, but it's okay. They've got like a good heart, like good intentions. But at the same time, I'm like, Oh, this is scary. Whoa.
I should really leave.
Skipping so, in like, the land of red flags.
I love
hilarious.
It.
Yeah. But
how did Tractor Man take the breakup?
I mean, like, I don't think he took it like
how
it
you took
like,
it?
Yeah. I was like, you know what? I felt happy. I felt very mature. I felt like, you know what? I can't entertain
you. You did the right thing for yourself.
It wasn't even that. It was, you know what? I am not the woman for you. Like, I cannot provide you the things that you need right now.
That's very
you
mature.
You deserve
of you.
The person you need and require.
I like that.
And that's just not who I am. Do I think this person is great, cool, has wonderful qualities? Yes. But, like,
I'm really sad I never got to meet him.
Me too.
Is it weird that I'm like, and like, I still, I don't want to like date this person, but like, I still want to see like their journey, which is kind of weird.
Watch it on Instagram.
I don't even really want to watch it on Instagram. Like, I just want to be like, hey, can you just keep your phone number or email the same? So like in like 5 to 7
no,
years.
No,
I can
no,
be like,
no.
Hey,
no. No, you just broke up with this man and gave him his ring back.
Okay, no, okay.
And
now
you're going to play with him and say in 5 years to have
actually,
the same number.
I still want to be part of your life.
Right, no.
Okay, actually, I don't. And that's why I was like, I'm stepping back.
Okay, then
you know?
Step back
then
fully.
Then step back fully and
I
take
did.
A peek in 5 years
have,
on his Facebook.
There's been no conversation.
She said, so where can I email him in like a couple of months?
You just want another pen pal.
No, I don't want another pen pal.
How many do you have right now?
Okay, so I had this pen pal for a very long time. Wait, no. I got to tell you this story. And this person, I feel like when I had my summer break, they were like, oh, I'll finally have my opportunity and she will come to me. And I didn't go. And he was very upset.
Where did he live?
He lives in Maryland.
The way you said that, like.
Well, Cheyenne knows. And
I didn't know he was upset that you didn't go visit him.
Yeah. Like, I don't think he's not my friend anymore. But that's okay. Like, I'm
but
okay.
That's okay. That's okay.
She seems so sad.
That's okay.
Yeah, like, if you
I will say, Kyle, we hang out a lot, and I be in her car a lot, and that phone be buzzing all day long. All day long, you be buzzing. The other night,
please.
I leave to go hang out with my friends, and Zach was home. Ace went to a party with his, his goddad, and my mom texts me, and she's like, have you talked to your sister? Uh-huh. I'm like, no, but she was at my house when I left. And she's like, well, is she still there? I'm like, Mom, I'm out. I don't know. And she's like, well, ask Zach. I'm like, okay, fine. So I asked Zach, where's Kyle? He goes, I don't know where she currently is, but I can tell you that before she left, she went upstairs, went in your closet, came down with something different than she went up in, and had red lipstick on.
I didn't have red lipstick
on. Oh, shit.
He gave you red lipstick.
He gave you
so
red lipstick.
Wow.
He said, and then he said, does she ever wear red lipstick? I was like, sometimes.
No.
Yeah, you do.
I have in the past, but like,
yeah.
I just had lip
so
on.
He's
maybe
like,
your lips look red,
your
girl.
Your lips looked like something.
They were
he,
popping.
He, and then
this
he,
was a conversation.
Yeah, this is the whole combo. He was like, she was really, she was dolled up. So then I text her. I'm like, hi. Where are you? What are you doing? And I don't think I got a response quick enough, so I checked her location. And it was in a giant field. Like, a giant field. And I'm like, damn, they done got her. They done drug my sister.
They got her.
I'm like, she done got God. Jesus Christ, how do I tell my mom? So I text
check
my mom.
Field.
And I'm like, I send mom a screenshot of this field that has the little R icon. And she's like, what am I looking at? I'm like, that's her right there. So by this time, mom is like, call her,
no,
Cheyenne.
Find my ass in a field. She was.
She's like, call her. So I call Kyle, and she's like, hi. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm having fun. I'm like, oh, my God. Who am I talking to?
No, I'm having fun. I'm good. I'm having fun. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah. So then I text my mom back. I'm like, she's been found. She's fine. So,
and then I let my mom know. I was like, okay. I wasn't on my phone. Like,
later that
really
night when Kyle came back to our house, I was like, where were you when you were in this field? And she's like, a field. And she goes, I was at the park. I was like, oh, I really thought somebody done drug you out through the field.
No, I had a day date. We, like, wanted to, like, he works a lot, and I've like, okay, first of all, we both had a good week.
The guy you went on the date.
Yes. I finished a certification. I was really happy. And he closed on a triplex. So, like, we both had, like, a good, like, it was like, oh, good week. Good. Yay, us. So we went to Dave and Buster's, and then we went to the movies, and then we went to the park. And
that's
we
really
had, like,
precious.
A really nice day. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't get home till like 11 o'clock.
You go, girl. She came back late.
I came, yeah.
You were waiting up?
We all got home at the same time.
So cute. Zach was waiting for everybody.
Me, aww, Kyle, and Ace all got back at the same time.
At the same time, like not planned. I text Zach, like,
Zach was by himself at home?
Yeah.
He had a day to himself.
I was like, can you unlock the door? And he was like, I'm still up waiting for Cheyenne and Ace. And then he said, oh, Shy's here. And then I literally pulled into the driveway, and then this car pulled behind me, and I was like, who is this? And it was Zach's parents with Ace. And I was like,
aww. Yeah.
It was like we all came home together. It was very sweet. Yeah. I guess, I partially lived with Cheyenne and Zach this summer.
You for sure did. Yeah. It was not partial.
I was like, I don't want to go home.
It'd be to the point where Zach is like, is Kyle home? I'm like, yeah, she's home. Yeah. And that's our house.
Yeah, it was so funny. There was another day, like, there would be times where my mom calls me and she's like, have you talked to your sister? She called me talking about, where's Kyle? And so there's like, I always have this like, where's Kyle from Cheyenne playing in my head. But the other day I was at the house and I went to the bathroom and Zach went upstairs. Zach came downstairs and he was looking around. He was like, where's Kyle? Like, did Kyle leave? And I was like, they love me here.
This is my home.
I was like, they do appreciate it. They like me here.
I mean, we moved like far from everyone. So we like when people come in. Hang out with us.
And there's I was thinking about the other day when I was coming to your house. Mm-hmm. Mike, do you love having like guests at your house?
I feel like we always have someone at our house.
I was just somebody at your house.
We're used to it.
Being around.
Yeah. So when we don't have someone at our house, it's fine. Like we enjoy our time together. Mm-hmm. But I realized the other day when it was just the four of us there, me and Zach and the kids. Mm-hmm. And we got this big-ass house, and we were all sitting in one little corner of the couch. Like, there was so much couch left, and I'm looking like, what are we doing? Like, we are so just, like,
aww.
And we were all intertwined.
Just all cuddled with each
other. Yeah, so I value the moments where we are alone, but I also realize, like, we're so into our family that we also value the moments where our house is full.
Ever think those fables and fairy tales from back in the day are just a little bit dusty? Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a new kids and family podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Join host DJ Fuch and his trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as they deliver remixes of fables and folk tales, rhythm and rhymes, and fun spins on classics as old as time. Grab the whole family and get ready to groove, because they're putting the rap in Rapunzel and getting down with that funky duckling. Where hip-hop and fables meet, it's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to all episodes of Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcasts. As many of you may know, I have been on a slow boat moving into my house, and I've been so stressed out about how I'm going to decorate and what is going on my hallways. Thankfully, Framebridge has come into my life. I can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a Framebridge retail store and print whatever kind of images I want for my home. Whether it's a travel souvenir, my favorite photos from my travels, or just pictures of my kids, I know it's going to get done and it's going to look good. All you have to do is upload a digital photo for them to print and mail your item using their free, secure, prepaid packaging, or visit one of their 20-plus retail stores. Framebridge custom frames your piece in their studio using the highest quality materials and ships it to your door in days for free. I can't wait to visit one of their locations. I'm going to take in some of my old concert stubs so I can hang it in my office. I love to see things that I've done and experienced in life, and they motivate me to work even harder. When you think of Framebridge, just remember it's easy and affordable to custom frame just about anything. It's fair and transparent upfront pricing based simply on the size of your item. There's a curated selection of frame styles with design experts on hand who make it fun to choose the perfect frame. There's fast service, free shipping, and it's great for gifts. Order online or get expert help at a retail location near you. And don't forget, happiness is guaranteed. If you're not 100% happy with your piece, they'll make it right. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
How was your summer, Shy?
Yeah.
It was good. I feel like I worked a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You had some trips.
I traveled.
Yes.
I think a big part of our, like, relationship is about traveling. I think because I am constantly on, like, work. In like film and then podcasts and then let's shoot this video and then like I need to do this content, and Zach has kind of developed this same sense because he's seen me just do it so much, so now he's like the same way, that we plan a lot of trips and it gives us something to look forward to, and then we don't shoot anything on those trips, and people are always like, why don't you guys vlog your trips? And I'm like, because this is our time to just be still. But I feel like besides that, the kids had a great summer. I kept them busy. Ryder has gone on a million trips.
That girl is on the move.
Yeah, she's going to Florida this week. She's going to Florida for like 10 days.
Wait a minute.
With her dad or?
With her dad and Taylor. Taylor's family's having a family reunion, so Ryder will be gone.
I love that. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Ryder has such a full
life. A full life. So Ryder's going to Florida for the next week, a little bit over a week, and then she comes back, and then it's like all about getting her ready for the first day of school, which is August 29th. And then I have to talk to her school because she's walking in Fashion Week in New York. So I'm pulling her out. That first week of school. So
oh,
it's
that's
like,
so
hey, here's my kid. Okay, I got to take my kid back.
Yeah.
So
that's huge for her.
So we're going to New York for that. And then I'm going to Canada on Friday. My best friend is getting married and she's having her bachelorette party in Canada. And
Shine's going to Carnival.
We're doing Carnival.
Carnival.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so we got the outfits.
I can't wait to try to see Shine's outfit, y'all.
Yeah. So
I don't know what this was.
I'm excited for that. I feel like the end of this year summer is just so busy for me.
It is.
With I'm doing Canada and then I, Ryder and I get back. Or no. I get back before Ryder, and then it's Zach's best friend's birthday in the Dominican, and they're like, you guys have to come with us. And it's hard when, like, everybody always shows up for us, and when you want to reciprocate that and show up for other people, but it's also just, like, sometimes timing is just
always there,
hard. Yeah. But Zach is, like, determined that we're going to do this trip, and I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I don't know how we're going to do this, but... he's determined. And then we have New York, and then we go to Miami for Nadia's wedding. I'm bringing the kids with me to that.
You are busy at this end of the summer.
This August is crazy for me. And I'm just trying to, like, hang on. And
well, I hope you take moments to breathe and for your mental.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
But I feel like overall I had a good summer.
Sister moment right there.
We were still we were still shooting Teen Mom all summer. So it's hard to like really think like, oh, I had a summer when it's like
it was work.
I was working.
Did you have one highlight? What was like one highlight to your summer?
See, the way my brain works, it's just very foggy.
Cheyenne's like,
Cheyenne said,
all what? The time is overlapped.
Everything is so... I would legit have to go through my camera roll and look at things that I've done to be like, yes, this was a highlight. Yes. And I think that that's really bad. But I also... I don't even want to play you because...
You don't know.
I don't know. I'd really... My brain is so brain foggy. It might be the diet that I'm on, too. So...
Yeah, Shari? Shari's on this diet. She's losing weight, but I'm also looking at her like...
Yes.
I don't think I like this diet.
I'm on a diet for 9 weeks, and the main part of it is just intermittent fasting. So I eat between 11 and 6 o'clock. I drink around 128 ounces of water a day.
I need to do that in my life.
And I pee all day. I pee so much.
That's good.
Do you?
Yes.
So it's you're just flushing.
You're flushing. So she said it's just peeing. So much pee.
I went out to brunch the other day with my girlfriends, and I'm not drinking, so I didn't drink, and I'm peeing all day, and they're like, you're lying. You're just pregnant. I'm like, no, I'm not. Like, for once, I'm not pregnant.
Did we switch lives this weekend? Because I drank a lot this weekend.
I did not drink.
You drank a lot this weekend? Who are you?
I didn't get drunk, but, like, I was drinking.
You had drinks, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was drinking on Saturday and yesterday. I went to I was at Chloe's house, who's one of, like, my best friends from childhood, and it was her and her boyfriend and, like, some friends, but we, like, made brunch.
Oh, I saw you posted that.
A really nice day. She was making these cute drinks. Like, we were drinking Aperol Spritzes, and there was...
Aperol Spritzes.
It was a great day.
I love that.
I was just a little stony mama all day. We had great conversations. I made dinner. Like,
no, I want to be sober the next 9 weeks, which I'm also like, how is that going to work? Because I'm going to a bachelorette party in Canada.
I'll do it with you. I love sobriety moments. Or moments of like just...
I don't want to be like that
friend. The only one. Like, I'm no drinks, please.
Yeah.
You don't have to be like that.
I don't want to be that friend, so I don't know.
But do you think if you drink now, since you haven't been drinking, you probably get more drunk?
And I think that there's, like, I can drink healthy drinks, like a vodka
soda
with, like, a lime. Like, that's not many calories.
You just don't want all the juices.
Right.
You don't want all the sugar.
Right, like, I don't want the calorie intake for it. But it's crazy.
I know this lady who used to drink, she used to order a vodka water.
Ew, gross.
And I used to think it was the craziest thing. She was like, I'm hydrating as I get drunk. And I used to be like, he's a crazy bitch, no matter, but I love it.
I bought a vodka water. Yeah. That sounds so hardcore.
It does sound hardcore.
Yeah, I almost died with her one night.
But I am losing weight. And I just, I like that I'm losing it. I don't know if I'm necessarily feeling good. I think that when you, like, detox and you're putting so much water into your body and you're only putting, like, protein and veggies.
Are you in shock?
I think my body's a little angry.
It's like, bitch!
Yeah, I think it's like, where's the butter?
Yeah, Cheyenne
and where is the seasoning?
The other day.
Like, I'm like moody and
are you?
Like, and irritable.
I don't know if I like
headaches.
This. I don't know if I like this.
But if you Google it, it's really the same thing if you're transitioning to go like vegan or vegetarian. Like your body has to like detox. And then once you get over the hump, then like I feel like that's when you start to feel good.
Yeah.
But I think there's just so much toxic shit that's coming out of my body right now that it's like pissed off, but I feel like in a few days I should start to feel better.
That's good.
The scale looks good. I feel healthy. Like I feel like I'm not putting junk
happy or like feel good about it because like Shari was doing it dinner and she was like, I just can't eat anything. And I was like, this is a really fucked up diet.
Well, like, I think I'm used to like snacking all day.
Yeah.
Like from the moment I wake up until the moment I go to bed. Giant like I, Zach
you
will
make bomb. Yes. You make good food.
Zach will wake up and there'll be like chip bags next to the side of the bed. So I legit will snack in the middle of the night, 4 a.m. I'm eating like Parmesan crisp. Like,
yeah, no, I hear you. That was me yesterday.
Like that's not, I have to stop these habits. So I'm happy that I'm doing this because I do think that it's going to retrain my metabolism and retrain like my eating habits.
Your eating discipline.
Yes.
Yeah. More disciplined. I need to be disciplined. Yesterday I found myself eating like bags of chips, and I'm like, ooh, what's next? Oreos. And I'm like, yes.
Man, I ate like 10 Oreos yesterday, and I felt, not yesterday, the other day at Cheyenne's house, as she was like, I can't eat anything, I'm depressed. And I was like,
bro, Ryder had me make her fried Oreos the other day, and wow. I was like crying inside while
How do you
making
make fried
them.
Oreos?
That sounds really yummy.
You use pancake batter, and then you dip it, and then you put it in oil.
That sounds so good.
And then I
was.
Put like powdered sugar
ooh,
on top.
That sounds so bomb.
It was so, they looked amazing.
I want to make, this. I saw this wow. other thing where you do the pancake mix and you do like turkey sausages and dip it in the.
No, you need to do a maple sausage and then you need to put
so
nice
so
salt. And you need to put maple syrup in the
top.
In the pancake mix. Give
and
it a little,
you dip
yes,
it in the thing
yes,
and then you fry it.
Yes, sis. Saw
I asked
that.
Parker he wanted me to make that the other day, and he's like, that looks so gross. I said, boy, bye.
Like
because
a pig's in a
I want to make this. This
yeah,
so
it looks
bomb.
Like a mini corn dog.
Yeah, like a pig's
yeah.
in a blanket.
Yeah.
No, not a pig's in a blanket.
Isn't
it
that like a sausage?
Like
a corn dog.
Yeah, it'd be like a corn
a
dog
breakfast
vibe.
Corn dog. Look at us anyway. Talking about food.
All right, I'm done talking about food. Do you guys have any WTFs or advice for this week?
Well, it's not food. I've been working out.
Oh, go for it.
Is it a WTF or advice?
Advice.
Okay.
Yesterday, well, kind of like what happened to me yesterday. Yesterday, I felt very free. So, like, I feel like I went and grounded myself. I went with Parker to the beach, and it felt so freeing. Me and him both got in the water. I put down my phone, other than taking pictures with him. But I was literally in the waves, jumping them, going under the, just like felt so good and free. So I would, my advice is like, do something with your kid that you feel like a kid again. Like I kept saying that in my head. I'm like, what makes you feel the most like a kid with your kid? Like what freeing things do you do with your child to just feel good? And that was my thing with him. We just were so happy together. I was just goofing off, like just playing and just being free. So that's kind of my advice. Go find and discover like what you want to go do with your kids. Yeah.
What you got for us?
What do you have? I would say the past few weeks for me and like surrounding people around me, something has just been in the water and we've just been dealing with different deaths a lot. And it always, like, I feel like anytime anybody passes, it puts things into perspective for, like, you or whatever it should. So I think my advice is a little cliche, but to genuinely acknowledge people that are in your life and to not leave things on bad terms or to speak your heart or to tell people you love them. And I feel like everyone always says that when someone passes, but at the end of the day, like when you really think about it, like how do you want to leave that person? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so simple things like if you're in a relationship, don't go to bed mad. Or if you're fighting with your best friend, it might be time to just make up and call it what it is and say I love you. Because you just never know. Life is so short. Mm-hmm. And you just never know what can happen in the blink of an eye. So I feel like I always remember that just from, like, my own experiences of life. And when I see, like, my friends and, like, my family hurting with a loss, it just makes me always like reevaluate, like, am I giving my best self to the world and am I giving my best self to like the people around me?
I love that.
That was good.
That was really good.
Yeah.
How do you follow up with that? Just kidding.
What do you got now?
What do you have to say?
What do you have now?
I feel like in
we both just gave
like that
amazing
moment in Bridesmaids where like the new friend is giving a speech and like the old friend is like,
oh yeah,
she can't come back in. Like when she's like fake speaking Spanish or like she says that phrase and I'm about to be like,
are you trying to buy time right now?
Yeah.
Great.
Woo. My advice is going to be to myself right now.
Okay? Ooh.
And it is just keep pushing and keep fighting. Oh, you know what? I saw something I saw earlier and I wanted
Wait,
to say
Wait,
you
words. Were going so good.
keep pushing, keep fighting for yourself. So this is where I am. I saw this and it says, becoming and unbecoming so I can become who I've always been and never was. So basically, like, for me, this has been, like, my time of, like, unlearning, my time of growth, my time of healing, my time of, like, realigning with, like, I feel like my purpose and stuff. So just, like, to myself, like, keep going. It's hard. It's a challenge. It's never meant to be easy. But, like, you have it. Like, the blessings are there. The path is there. And, like, I feel like when you keep working and you make that decision to, like, be a better version of yourself or to be tapped in and more aligned with your God, to be more grounded and humble in the steps that you take. Like, doors open, keys present themselves, new layers and levels within yourself, like, unlock. Yeah. And, like, that's what I feel like this summer was for me. It was, like, a lot of, like,
Unlocking
layers were removed, like, not from, like, external resources or, like, external influences, but, like, all for myself. Like, so, yeah, when they talk about self-love, like, self-care, self-preservation, like, that stuff is so real. So I guess my advice would be just to nurture yourself. Give yourself grace. Like, keep fighting for yourself. Yeah, because when you do that, I feel like the things around you start to, like, rebalance. So, like, that's kind of, like, where I am right now in life, that rebalancing. And it's, I had to start with myself. So
I like that.
I like that one.
But it's happening, y'all. Shit looks crazy, but I love it over here.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. All right, guys. Thanks again for always tuning in to us every Monday on the Think Loud Crew podcast. You can find us on any podcast platform.
Oops.
Yes, you can.
And you can find us on YouTube, where you can watch all our funny faces and watch our body language.
All right. And you can follow me at Shy Not Shy.
You can follow me at R. Kyle Lynn.
And you can follow me at Hair by Shannon C.
And don't forget to tell your crew about our crew.
3 has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.